Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to discuss flipping houses versus flipping land. Both of these are niches that Justin and I have quite a bit of experience in, so we're going to go into the good and the bad of each. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second and talk to you guys about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. We're really excited to offer this, guys. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at this for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
That's great. The consulting thing is awesome. It's seeing, you know, we've seen a range of guys from the first time about to get ready for the first mailer wanting to have that, you know, that second set of eyes, to the experienced guy that he's like, hey, man, I just need a second set of eyes for an exit strategy. You know, this week we both had a consultant client that, you know, we looked through his deal, and it was one of his earlier deals, and the dude's just been dominating in that field for a while now. And he wanted to look at a subdivision that he did. You know, he actually graded in a road, put power, had cut a couple lots up. You know, it's crazy to think the variability that we see as consultant with our consultant clients on a daily basis.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm listening to you. Making sure we get the sound right here.
You get the audio. You audio and engineering live.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well.
No, but back to that guy you were talking about. Like, I actually talked to him too because I kind of had a little bit of experience in the niche that you kind of pointed him towards. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just really exciting to see, because he was like, yeah, I had this one lot and then I cut power into it. I've done all these upgrades, and I'm like, man, you're kind of on the advanced level.
Yeah, dude is killing it. I hate to use that word, killing it, because I don't want to sound like that, oh, brother's killing it out here, you know, that, I don't know, cliche. And my morning's been full of cliches, dude. It's just been killing me today.
You're like on a spiritual level today.
I'm on a spiritual high today, man. It's been a good day. It's 45 degrees coming over here, and it was sunny, clear, truck's running good, you know. And it's one of those moments as a business owner that you kind of step back and you say, you know what, today's pretty good. It's a good day.
Yeah, you got to have those. I mean, sometimes you get so busy, like in the moment, like when you're working, and you just forget about everything that's going well, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that. Try and take a second and kind of picture it, because, you know, like for us, we've got the show going, it's going awesome. And mm-hmm. then we've got our businesses that are going really well. And we've got the event with the Texas land investors, and like, I was so kind of wrapped up in all of that this week that you forget to really look where you are.
Yeah, no, you're right down. And you know, you hear those Instagram motivational like gurus, like the coaches of coaches, and they're like, got to keep your head down and grind. Well, I mean, if you're out there staying busy and doing actionable items that are going to add value to your little niche or to your business, you know, sometimes you forget to do that. And, you know, for me, man, it was like, we're coming up on 2 years of being on our own, and that's kind of surreal. You know, it's I was thinking about, the kids jumped in and woke me up this morning. They wanted to, you know, wrestle and cuddle and play. And then I'm driving to the studio, and I get to work with my best friend. And it's just kind of one of those days, man. It's like, had to have a good cry. I'm putting it out there. I had a good cry. I mean, it was nice and refreshing getting it out there.
Were you crying because it was like the first time you realized you were sober driving over to my, or not, sorry, hungover, not hungover, driving in the studio?
I have only been hungover for one recording session, and that was my birthday weekend, and I took my wife on a lovely date. We had 9 rum and cokes the night before, and we got home about 2:30, 2:45. It was a nice evening with my lovely bride.
Yeah. Your body's just like
too old for it.
Oh man, I wouldn't be able to record if I went out the night before.
That's the difference between you and me. I'm a trooper.
Yeah, I guess if that's what you want to say, I'm not getting wasted and then getting up 4 hours later.
I don't let my best friend down.
Oh,
that's the kind of guy I am. Ooh, I'm here okay. For you, brother.
All right. Well, with that, let's get into the topic.
Yeah, it's you know, it's crazy to think flipping houses and flipping land. What's, you know, the pros and cons of both. You know, Adam, I think total, how many houses type deals have you done? Because you've been a real estate agent, you've been You know, Flipper, you've been in construction. You know, mm-hmm. what's your number there?
Well, if you count the construction of the new homes, you know, I did that for a little while. I'm probably looking at close to 100, I think.
Wow. And so I think with all the wholesaling and flips that we've done, we're close to around the 40, 45 number for us. So, I mean, I'd like to say that we have some experience in that. I mean, we're not your bigger pockets like superheroes, but I mean, we've done enough, you know, to at least talk about the subject. What's been your favorite thing about flipping houses? Like the biggest pro you would think about it?
I think obviously the biggest pro for me is everyone needs a place to live.
Yep.
I mean, that's not going away. We're not going to all of a sudden move back to caves.
Yeah. We're under trees and teepees and tents.
Yeah. And so and because everyone needs a place to live, like it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't know, lost what I'm trying to say. Like, you're going to sell the house at some point because yeah. someone needs somewhere to live.
There's going to be a demand there. It's just lining up the right customer, the end user to the price. But I guess you also, when you do that, you also have an exit strategy because you talk about people needing places to live. Not everybody's going to be a home purchaser. They also could rent. So that gives you that exit strategy for your plan there on that house. What's the biggest, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're right. I mean, if you can't sell it, if you pass a certain amount of time, you're not happy, you're not getting the results, you just refinance it and rent it out.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your biggest con about houses?
Maybe it's because I'm spoiled with land, but it's the ROI.
Okay.
You know, like you put up, let's say I did a duplex earlier this year, or I'm sorry, late last year, but I put up $150,000 mm-hmm. and I made $31,000 profit. And while that's really good, like $31,000 is.
Yeah. Yeah. People were like, $31,000, you're mad about that?
And that was my net. That's after a realtor and everything. And I am happy with that, but if I think about the 150 grand into land, I would have done a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have, because you wouldn't have put it all in one property. You'd had your risk siloed, and you probably would have made off that 150 on eight properties. I'd be willing to say 80 to 150,000 without breaking a sweat.
Oh yeah, very easily.
Yeah. So, man, my biggest pro for houses is the ease of capital. Like a capital is so easy to get because institutional lenders and private money guys and hard money guys, they'll lend you money on houses as long as you buy it right.
Yeah, there's no shortage of that. Like getting a money, whether it's a loan or a partnership or whatever for housing is pretty simple.
Yeah. And I think the biggest con for me is the variability in the flip. There's so many things that can go wrong at any given point during this flip. You know, for instance, we have one of our projects we're wrapping up. We're about 2 weeks from being done on it, and we're getting ready to put the floors in. I'm calling to get my warranty for the slab work I had done. We had foundation work. It shifted. We put eight piers in it. It's not a big foundation thing, but I knew it had foundation problems going into it. We didn't do the sewer test, didn't do a plumbing test because we were going to do it after we did the foundation, so we knew what we had. They came out and did the plumbing test. This was beginning of December. I'm in mid-January now. I'm moving right along. And I called to get that, and they go, well, we don't have this plumbing test back. We can't give you your warranty. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We did this beginning of December. And they're like, well, let me find out where it's at. Lo and behold, I've got a sewer line that's broke. So I got a foot and a half sewer line under my bathroom. I've got to cut a hole in the bathroom floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tree roots. And I'll post a picture of this on our Instagram so you can kind of see what that looks like because I think it's fun to talk about these sort of things. So $2,300 later, slows me down for a couple weeks, or for, I say, cost me about 5 days, but it's still one of those variabilities that you have there and you don't know.
Yeah, man, that, like what you described, like makes me sick. like, cause you just don't have that with land.
No, you don't.
And I've experienced that same thing in my housing endeavors, right? So like, there's a lot of hands involved,
mm-hmm.
right? And they don't talk to each other.
Nope.
And so like, I lost my insurance on my duplex for like 2 days because it got inspected and they didn't like the fence.
A fence.
And I'm like, that has nothing to do with the house, uh-huh. right? So let's just take it down, get rid of it. But no, they wanted a fence. And it started raining in town.
Oh, no.
And you got to dig holes and fill it with cement. And uh-huh. the fence guy can't do that in the rain.
Yeah.
So I lost my insurance for 2 days over a freaking fence.
Man, you say insurance, it makes me think about the cash outlay you do have on houses. If you do hard money or private money, you're on the juice for that. So you've got the interest that you're paying. Then you've got the insurance. Then you're working on a house. So you got to have water, gas, and electric. So you've got a monthly cost on this house. I mean, what's the cost on land? Like, what do you pay for on land yearly?
Oh, man, my expenses on land are through the roof. You know, I've got maybe $50 a year in taxes.
Insert sarcastic eye roll. So yeah, I got 50 to 100 bucks in taxes. And I had a guy ask me that yesterday. We were talking about investing in land. He's like, dude, I bet your property taxes are through the roof. And I was like, yeah, I mean, this raw rural piece of land, I paid $123 for it last year. So 10 bucks a month in outlay. If it's got a property owned association, maybe another 10, 12 bucks a month.
Yeah, you could avoid that by just not buying homes in POA.
Yeah, or land. Yeah, land in POA. So, you know, right now on two of my houses, the outlay on cash every month that I have to make with the interest payments or money not working or my capital out, it's like 3,000 bucks a month on two houses I have going right now. Mm-mm. And that's 3,000 not going into another deal. That's 20 acres in a desert.
Yeah, that's your the Lambo payment you that's so badly
Lambo,
want.
My Lambo payment. I'm racing them this week.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My birthday present for my wife.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
I'm gonna be Instagram live on that one. Get to race a Lambo, a Porsche, and a Viper.
I thought there was something else.
No, it's just three cars.
Oh, poor you.
It's a tough life. It'll be Wednesday while most people are at work. I'll be out running a track, cutting laps. I digress.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go back to beating up on houses, yeah. or giving pros and cons. Yeah,
pros and cons. We don't want to beat up on houses because there is a place there. We do know plenty of investors that are super successful with using the house model. But I'm going to say we're kind of jaded in a way because my business has a house business in it. But with land, I'm spoiled in the fact that I know if I put $3,000 out, I'm going to get $9 back because of the way we buy land. You know, and maybe that's the education that we got from Land Academy and using the blind offers and offers to owners and the tools they have. We're able to increase our deal flow, get our buy side down to a point that makes it profitable for us at the end, and we don't have the risk, the variability, and the outlay of cash every month for these houses like we do on houses.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely don't want to beat up on houses either because we both know people who are making a freaking killing mm-hmm. with houses, right?
Yep.
But we're spoiled. I mean, let's just put it out there. We are so spoiled with land because if we're not looking at 100% return,
yep.
we're not doing the deal.
Yep. Well, and
the last time that you purposely did less than 100%?
I'm just going to say that I have failed and I got 60%.
Okay. And that's a failure. Try failing and getting 60% on housing.
Yeah, no way. I can tell you right now that's not going to happen on a recent project we have. We hit the numbers. You know, we comped the house. We bought it from a wholesaler who knows what's going on. He's a realtor, a wholesaler. He knows the business. He teaches a educational course. We got it at a great price. It was a textbook flip. You know, go in, we do the little things that need to be done, carpet, paint, fix a few little flaws, re-put every new fixture back into it. House looks great on the inside. It comps at 220. We put on the market at 212. We hit Christmas, we hit bad weather, and you know, we've got a contract on it now at 190. We make a little bit of money, but we, you know, for the amount of cash that's been sitting there for 3.5 months, you know, 70 grand of our money that's in cash is sitting there. Mm-hmm. What can I do with 70 grand in the land business?
That's 70 grand of your cash plus a hard money
loan. Plus a hard money loan, yeah. So I'm on the juice for that. And so that's another 12 to 1300 bucks a month in outlay on that house alone.
Yeah. And I'm actually really surprised on that house because we both know the area really well. And I was like, man, that's a solid home run. And mm-hmm. I think both of us are really surprised that it just didn't sell immediately.
Yeah, dude. We go back to talking about the data and how we learned what we do and manipulate with the education courses we've taken. And then the trial and error of us for multiple years of doing this. Look at days on the market. We're 15 days on the market in this market. We're priced $10,000 under the comp range where it should be. You know, so we hit everything we should. Went to granite, new paint, the right colors. You know, everything was there. And you take it to these other seasoned investors and they're looking at it going, I don't get it. Don't get it. You know, 41 showings, three offers, all of them $25,000, $30,000 under what the house is valued at. And it's just, we struck a deal and we're going to move on because we can't just sit here anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the pros of land for me. I think you kind of got away from that. We just jumped right into the cons. But like, one of the pros with land is that the way we buy it with cash, if you had to, you just sit on it, right? That's kind of worst case scenario. But with housing, you're on the juice every single month, and it's not like somebody else is paying that mortgage off for you, right? So just you're adding to what you owe each time.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it's crazy to think that, you know, land does as well, because when you talk to people about it, they get cross-eyed. And the pros with land is, you know, the minimal maintenance, there's no cash outlay on a month. It's just the ROI is just so big that it's hard to fathom that. We've bought in properties for cheaper than $50 up to, you know, the biggest one that I've put cash out on right now is $60,000 that I think we have. And, you know, every one of those made at least 100% ROI.
Yeah, and you didn't have to do any work to them, right? You didn't have 30 subs out there doing anything.
No, and I didn't have a surprise sewer leak. We had a sewer leak on that one house we talked about. It's $2,300 on a piece of land. I had a drainage lien pop up, $135. Mm. All I do was write a check, man. Hardest thing was to find the address I needed to send it to.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard you say that several times. I don't think until just like right now, it just kind of clicked in my head. Like, it's just a lien. All you had to do is
write a check.
Write a check. Like,
I didn't have to cut a hole in a slab.
Have you ever even heard? Have you dealt with that on land?
What
a lien that you didn't never.
That one, I found it. We bought these from the state, and it had a lien that we didn't catch when we were called the county and did a lien run.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm still waking up. I thought you were talking about the house.
Oh yeah, no, just a lien on that piece of property. So I mean, two drainage type things. One with a house, and I've got to get four plumbers over there. They're cutting holes in the slab, or I pick up my BIC and I write a check.
Yeah, BIC with a B. Pin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. G-rated.
You told me not to cuss anymore. I'm trying not to, and there you go, taking it dirty. It's my spiritual day. It's studio day with my best friend, and here you go dirty on me.
I don't. Something's happening. I'm becoming you.
Okay.
And maybe at this very one second.
That's a good thing for you.
No. Well, we'll see.
We talk about pros of land so much every other show. What is... Give me one con that you see on land.
I think, man, this is tough because I love it so much. Maybe it can be boring, right? You're sitting in your home.
Okay, so you can't go to the bar and like brag about it at happy hour?
I mean, you can. You can brag about the numbers, but like you can't take friends and go stand on it and with your hammer, and they're not going to film a TV show around you.
I mean, you could.
It would be pretty fake, right? Yeah. You'd have to fly and do a fake negotiation.
Yeah.
I'm only taking... Yeah. $100,000 for this $1,000 land.
Yep. No, I like it. So let me think of one con for me on land, and I've had this happen to me, is fire.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So that's the biggest risk you have with land, is that a wildfire. And you know, the people on the West Coast and Colorado was hit pretty heavily this year with wildfires, and you know, we saw a lot of people go through some detriment there. But you know, for us as a raw land investor, that's really the only thing you have to worry about.
And that's not even every piece of land. You know, some of those dirt properties out there sell real well.
Yeah.
Those probably ain't going to catch on fire.
No. You love the dirt.
I don't necessarily love the dirt, but I wouldn't turn it away. There's buyers for that left and right.
You're right. It's not, it just doesn't like it. Like, I don't know. If I can't let the 5-year-olds run around there without being super, super worried. You know, we went to Brewster County and the cactus were taller than the kids.
Oh, see, I've seen much worse in Brewster County. I like Brewster County.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So let's wrap this up. Pros on houses.
Pros. Everyone needs a home.
Mm-hmm. Ease of access to capital.
And there's always the refi and exit and rent.
Yep. Okay. Cons.
Cons. Lots of hands-on work. A lot of people involved.
A lot of variability. When you put more people, you have more variability. And then cons of land.
Fires and boring sitting in your home.
It's just not fun to talk about to the chicks. And pros for land.
Well, where do we start?
Just leave it at return on investment, ROIs.
I think that says enough, right?
Yeah. It's what we're all in business for, is to make an ROI.
Cool. Is that it?
That's it. Take us home.
All right, guys. That's it for today. Just a couple things before we go. We're really excited to announce that we are putting on an event with Texas Land Investors. It's going to be a really good time, y'all. We've booked a room at Topgolf here in Fort Worth. If you don't know what that is, just Google it. Basically, it's like a really high-tech driving range. I mean, it's a lot of fun, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's like a mixture of bowling, darts, golf, all thrown in one with a little bit of adult beverages added to it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how good you are at golf, because they've made it simple for everyone.
But that's just the social 2 hours after we get done with 9 to 5 worth of educational material talking about, you know, the different ways to buy, different ways to market, the types of tricks you can do inside of these deals.
Yeah. And we've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner catered. We may have some guest speakers. We may shoot a podcast there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're working really hard for this. So if you want more information, you can go check it out on our Facebook page at Casual Fridays REI, We're also on Instagram, so go like us there. And last but not least, if you haven't done it yet, please go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us and like, rate, and subscribe to the show. It really helps it helps us out, and it guarantees that we keep coming back each and every week.
I've got to interject one thing. You said we may have special guests. We will. We may shoot a live podcast. We will.
Okay.
I'm a man of action. I'm not a man of maybes.
I wasn't sure if the guest speaker had confirmed.
We've had two that are right out. They're waiting for dates, and they should be getting back to us at the beginning of the week.
All right. Well, then we're having a special guest. All right. That's it, guys. We'll see you Wednesday. Thanks.
Thank you.